Friday afternoon, it is 4:01, and that means it's time for Express Yourself. Summer's coming on strong with lots of free live music, water of all kinds, theater, and camps galore. We're all children during this time, and we have lots to talk about right here on KDNK. I'm your host, Amy Kimberly. Brian Colley is on tour. But today we have Takaz, Anna Feist, and friends talk about the teen open mic night happening tonight and Takaz summer camps. Soul Theater's Jennifer Hughes stops by to talk about all the exciting performances coming up. And Jeff Hansen calls in to talk free summer music concerts around the whole state of Colorado and his new website, Colorado Free Concert Calendar. All right, so do not touch that dial. Stay with us for the lowdown on what's cool.
Do it, do it.
Feeling the vibe here in the comfortable KDNK studios. Woo, it is hot out there. Thank you, Anna Feist, for coming in. How are you doing?
So good. Yeah, glad to be in the cool KDNK studio. It's a hot one, and hopefully folks are getting out on the water today or something.
Yeah, yeah, or just dipping yourself in a cold bath.
Yes.
So, Anna, you are the education director at Takaz. You have been for 3 years?
Yeah, yeah. This is my third summer with Takaz, so third summer of camps and fun. And then during the school year, we do in-school programming and workshops and after-school programs as well.
What a great job, huh? Yeah,
it is. I feel super lucky. I get to learn from kids every day and watch them make music. We had songwriting camp this week with Natalie Spears and Eric Lamb.
Yeah.
Yeah, local celebs. Had a bunch of kids making music this week, and we'll have film camp later this summer. And then a theater camp as well for 6 to 9 year olds, Breathe Bison Theater with Nikki Beinstein.
Right.
Another local celeb. And then a dance camp as well with Dance Initiative. So I get to watch kids explore their creativity and have fun and do it with them sometimes poorly and learn alongside them.
Well, before we get into the event tonight, let's talk a little more about the camps. That's a great selection of camps. And where do you find the youth? How do you reach them and get them involved?
Yeah, great question. So we have a student ambassador program called the Arts Influencer Program. It's for high schoolers, typically juniors and seniors, although next year we will be opening it up to sophomores as well, with a new addition to the program, which I can talk a little bit more about. But those kids are really involved in leading our programming and telling us what's relevant. What is it that kids are going to want to do in the summer? What is it that teens are going to want to do in the summer? But what is it that younger kids might want to do, things that they might have wanted when they were kids and didn't have opportunities for here? And then just parents, you know, knowing parents around the community, being a small town and connecting with folks and making sure people know that we have summer camps, and teachers, and trying to work with teachers all throughout the school year too, to bring them performing arts programs that supplement what they're doing in class and is extensions of what they're learning. As you know, a lot of our schools don't have arts education programs. So, you know, we're all trying to work together to build out that ecosystem. But our arts influencers are really, really crucial to helping us program and decide on what we do and what we bring to them.
That is a great idea. Yeah. I love that idea of arts influencer.
Yeah.
And that also brings up the age, right?
Yeah.
So you are reaching out to a wide swath of ages, correct?
Yeah.
Like, I would think the Bison is maybe geared towards younger kids.
Yeah.
And teens are the hardest kind of group to engage, right?
Yeah. They are challenging. And I'm in my 30s, so I'm not that old, but I'm also not that cool. I don't really know what teenagers like, and I can tell them that something's going to be really fun, but if their friend tells them that something's going to be really fun, and it's something that their friend actually came up with, an idea that their friend actually came up with, that matters a lot more and has a lot more weight. And for me, you know, I can come up with ideas all day, but I'd rather do something that kids want to be doing, which is how we got to Teen Nights, and which is one of the events that we have going on tonight is a teen night. This is the first time we're doing an open mic night.
Wow.
So I'm excited to see how it goes. This was an idea of our arts influencers. They said, hey, there's some open mics around town, but they're not super frequent. And we always have people asking us and saying, hey, could we perform at DeKalb? Could we like just use the stage for a little bit? And people telling us they want more performance experience. Let's do an open mic night. And so we said, all right, let's try it. Let's see how it goes, which I'm so excited to see.
So do you have some acts signed up already, or is it just like—
Yeah, we have some. We had some sign up ahead of time. And again, that network of friends who they're all kind of talking to each other and said, hey, there's going to be an open mic night this date. We want to plan to at least have a few people who we know will kick off the night too and get the vibes going. And then we'll see. We have room for people to show up. And I envision there may be people who come not sure if they want to perform. Mm-hmm. And then they decide they want to perform and get inspired. And it'll be good fun.
Well, there's something to really being in a professional setting and getting to perform that is so vastly different than maybe your high school cafeteria or, your living room. And it's a great experience for kids to be able to do that at an early age. I have been at the Rock and Roll Academy nights for the last couple times because my husband is in the old timers.
Oh, fun! I love that.
He was the MC at the last one.
Oh, fun.
And I was just blown away always by the caliber of talent that is out there with these kids. A lot of them seem to really be into punk music.
Yes, there's a big local punk movement, which I love. Great.
Yeah.
New to me. I've learned a lot. It's always so amazing to hear and to see these young adults. I won't even say kids, these teenagers, these young adults be able to get on stage and perform something that they've worked on for months and months and months, whether it through the Rock and Roll Academy or this week with Songwriting Camp was just a week-long camp, and they wrote songs in a week. That's I'm no songwriter, but that's a really, really short amount of time to produce something. And they were working really hard. And so to be able to have that gratification, I think, and to watch that moment, and also just the skill of getting up on a big stage and being in a room that has a good amount of people in it. It's so important. And I know it'll carry them so far. And they all inspire me to want to try to do something creative and adopt a creative practice.
So are we going to see some of the kids from the songwriting camp?
Yes, some of them will be there. I know some of them are planning to perform what they worked on this week, which is really awesome. And there's some who are coming to just support the others who are in the camp, but I'm hoping they'll get inspired too and maybe jump up.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about your teen nights. Yeah. Tonight is an open mic, but what are some of the other things that you've been doing?
Yeah, so the first few teen nights were teen night live music. And with that, we chose two or three local youth bands, and they would each play about a 30-minute set. And those were bands that we either had seen perform elsewhere around town, or again, that the arts influencers knew of and shared some material on. And then we also did a teen night DJ, with a local teen DJ, and that was around Halloween. So we made it a costume party, which was awesome. Really, really fun. And we've talked, the arts influencers have talked about maybe a film, short films night. There's so many teens who have created short films.
Wow.
So they've talked about that. They have so many ideas. And really, this teen nights were born out of conversations with the arts influencers and other teens saying, you know, there's nowhere to go and there's nowhere to hang out. There's nowhere to socialize. You know, everything is either like we have to be doing something for a purpose or it costs money or we're not allowed to be there because we're teenagers and people don't want us just hanging around.
It's true, yeah.
Which is what led us to start Teen Nights and now has inspired our next education project, which is a youth center that we'll be building in Willits this fall.
Oh,
and
wow.
Hopefully opening, yeah, this this winter.
Oh, look, I believe that we have a talent in just walked into the studio. Oh my gosh. Come on in. So real quick, you will bring that. This guy knows how to work a mic.
Yeah, he does.
You want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, am I on?
Yeah.
Cool. I'm Eli Sorensen. I'm with the Arts Influencers Group at Takah. And I'm 10 minutes late or 15 minutes late.
That's okay. We're happy to have you.
That's how life happens.
Yeah, and you helped put together this event tonight, correct?
Yeah, I did. It's the first time we're doing it, the open mic night. And yeah, we just thought we'd try it out and see how it goes.
And it appears that you are a musician yourself.
Yeah, I am. I'll be playing tonight.
Oh, that's awesome. And what is it that you play?
I mostly play guitar, though I have been experimenting with bass, drums, and some vocals. So.
Wow. And do you work in the digital realm when you're doing that experimenting, or is it in the actual tangible?
Most of the time, it's just raw music. Mm-hmm. Although recently I covered a Slowpoke song with all of the instruments, and then I recorded a music video with two of my sisters.
Oh my gosh.
And I just released it like Wednesday, I think. And and that got very technical, very up in like the mixing and mastering and stuff, and it was quite the project. So
wow, is that on YouTube?
It is, yeah.
Like, how do we find it?
Well, no one knows who I am. I'm just some random kid from Carbondale, so it's probably be very difficult. But the song is called Steel Birds, and then Slow Pulp, like Orange Pulp, and it's a cover. And it's like, all caps, it's a cover, so I don't get, you know, sued or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. And it's also, you might be able to find my channel, just Eli Sorensen with an E-N, not an O-N, but I don't know.
Wow, that's amazing that at your age you're already, like, putting together music. You're, like, covering all aspects of what it takes to be a musician, which is not easy, right?
It's a lot of work, yeah. I'm trying to release an album by next year
for
my capstone project.
Of course. So, why not?
Yeah.
are you going to work with Cool Brick Studios?
I'm thinking about it. Part of it, it's a capstone, so it has to be educational. So part of it has to be learning mixing and mastering, because right now I'm completely self-taught. So if there's anything that I can learn to make it sound remotely professional, then I would have Dave at Cool Brick help me out and teach me something so that I can actually graduate and have proof that I'm learning something and not just screwing off and making music.
Plus, to have access to that high quality equipment. Yeah,
it's pretty great. I play for the Havsies, and we recorded there for like on a very good deal because we're all under 18, and it was so fun. Like, he has literally everything that I don't know. I was very impressed and very excited, and it was quite the experience.
So, where do you go to school?
Roaring Fork.
Okay,
you're in Carbondale.
That's awesome! Wow. And so now, as a teen influencer, you've been working with Taka, and it is fun. Did you do Rock and Roll Academy at all, or?
My sister is in Rock and Roll Academy. She's in the band Toast.
Oh, I saw Toast. I really like them.
They're pretty good. They blow me away. She plays bass.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah. And I never really got into Rock and Roll Academy because I started playing guitar about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea it existed until, like, last year.
Oh, so you've been just on. Yeah. So would you consider yourself a singer-songwriter?
What do you
consider yourself?
I don't typically. I'd say I'm a singer-songwriter. Just because, you know, that's what I do. That's what I play. But I would like to be my own band, if that makes sense. Like, kind of like a one-man band. But I don't know. I want to play a lot of different kinds of music that doesn't just belong in that genre. I want to come out a little bit, you know?
So what are the genres that excite you?
Anything indie, although that tends to feed some singer-songwriter influence. I have recently been really getting into that 90s, like postmodern rock kind of stuff that nobody really knows about. Like the band Data. They have like one hit wonder songs and that's it, you know, and then no one knows that they have an entire discography. And that kind of music really excites me. So
that's very cool. And you've got these great resources. You have Taka, Cool Brick Studio, and actually KD&K is a great resource for discovering music, I think. You know, look at this place. There's tons here to discover.
Actually, I've been a DJ here for a very long time, and I started playing solely classic rock on the radio. And I was like, that's it. I can't get into any other genre. And then I did, because, you know.
Right.
It's KD&K.
Yeah, we expanded your awareness, which is so cool. Well, let's talk about this teen center that you're talking about, because that is incredible, and it is true. It is a missing piece in this valley.
Yeah. Do you want to talk a little bit about it? I just teased it. Or do you want me to start off?
You can start.
Okay.
I'll build on.
Eli has been really – Eli and all the other arts influencers have been hugely helpful with this new project in thinking about all the opportunity that we have. So we are building out a youth space in Willits, about a block from Taka.
Wow.
We've worked with the town of Basalt, who's been super supportive and helpful to us in finding a space and helping us and leasing the space and so on. And the idea is that it will be part drop-in hangout space for teens, 7th grade and up, And then we will also have programming running in that space in a separate area. That'll be like after school activities and summer camps where people register and sign up. And that will be Taka arts education programs, but also programs from other youth serving providers around the valley. So not even just performing arts related. It could be anything and everything. Youth programming will happen there so that it can really be a place for people to go hang out and have fun and also explore and try new things.
That is so cool and so needed. Probably about 15 years ago now, in La Fontana Plaza, I took a space and we put black Visqueen up all around the thing and kids came in and painted it. And we had a kids concert hall, and every weekend we would have teen performers, and it was so, it only lasted a couple months, but it was so awesome, and there'd just be so many kids that would come out for that. So this is very exciting to see it happening.
Yeah, it's been really exciting, and like I said, Eli and the other arts influencers have been really helping lead the way in thinking about what that space will look like and function like, and tell us, like, what do you guys want there? Because, again, I don't know.
So tonight, people can come out and see some of this talent. What time?
7 o'clock. Doors will open at 6, but people will start performing at 7. We'll have free pizza, soda, fun, music.
It sounds awesome. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's great. And people can find out more about the summer camps and Taka where?
Taka.org/education is going to be your go-to.
All right. Yep. And Eli, I think we need to have you back on the show and singing something. So I'm going to, and playing. I'm going to be back in touch with you.
Up here on KDK?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do this show every Friday, and it seems like you should come back and sing us some songs. I'll be in touch. I don't know. I'll have to get in touch with Anna, and she'll get me in touch with you. But thank you for being an arts influencer. Thank you, Anna, for taking time coming in. Folks, get out there tonight and support all this great talent that probably they're going to be the ones running everything and being famous in no time. So you can say you saw them when.
They sure will.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You laughed so good, you were falling over, overboard and bored of all the spinning circles. Into the fire, we feel like we've been cheated. Give it back. If there was a way to move diagonal to you, to stay within the frame day to day, the other half is getting wrecked. Now who the hell will you protect? Some faded world that you project is waiting on a ring. Follow me down silvery water. Be the one that they all fall. If you need some bad advice, see, all the while I kept my fears aside. The fault lines are falling over, your smile is still and sober. I took a sideways glance at the side of the moon, and the angle it made it remind me of you. This shit just happens, we don't go backward. Maybe I better fool. Who's asleep in my garden? You come around too often. Killed me in a dream. It was nothing like you promised. Follow me down the silvery water.
You are listening to Banshee Tree Silvery Waters, and they are going to be playing for free in Soper's Park this Sunday, and I can't wait. It's the kickoff to the 4 concerts of the summer in Soper's Park. It's going to be a good one, folks. All right. Well, you are tuned in to Express Yourself. This is KDNK. The time is just about 4:24, and we just got Brittany Crook. Is that right?
Yeah.
I did that right.
Yeah,
did. Off the streets, she was having some ice cream. And boom, here she is in the Katie and Kay studios.
Here we are.
Aw, thanks. Brittany is a huge part of Soul Theater, and we are going to talk about this amazing summer. Some of it's happening right now.
Yes, absolutely. We are currently running our first show of six shows for this summer.
God.
I know. We opened with Alice by Heart, which is our advanced training program. It's 16-year-olds to roughly, we have one 26-year-old, but it's mostly high school and college students. And they opened on Wednesday, and we run through Sunday of this weekend. And it has been going, I directed the production, and I am so proud of them and so proud of it. And it's a wonderful little trip into Wonderland.
Yeah, and you know, I'm a huge Alice fan, but what I am not familiar with this show.
Yeah, it is a new show, or new-ish show. It first was being produced and workshopped in 2018, and it is a show that takes place during the Blitz in World War II in London, and it takes place in the London Underground. Mm. And so this girl, Alice Spencer, has a beloved story of Alice in Wonderland and wants to share it with her friend, childhood friend, who, you know, she also has feelings for, as he has tuberculosis and is dying. And so she shares the story with him and brings him back down the hole into the story of Alice in Wonderland. And there's a lot of really, I think, like, breathtaking moments of the imagery of, you know, war and turmoil, but also in this place that she, you know, just shows how much she cares for him and cares for their story that they have together, and kind of helps guide him towards the end days of his life as she's also processing that as well. Yeah, it's a beautiful story. It's got some, like, rock and roll in it too, from a music perspective, and a lot of really great ensemble work and lifts, and it's been a joy to work on.
And this show is associated with a summer camp, or it's part of our
summer stock season.
Summer stock.
So during the summer, we have our summer camp productions for we have our elementary school productions, and then, which this year we have two. We have a 7 to 9 year old Shrek camp, and then we have a 10 to 12 year old Shrek camp that we are actually doing right now. Also, while we're doing Alice by Heart, so I go there during the day, and then I go to Alice in the evening.
Wow.
But
and ice then, cream in between.
Yes, exactly. And then we'll have our middle school camp show later in the summer, which will be Godspell Junior. And our summer stock is our advanced training, which is our high school and college students. And then we do our main stage, which this year will be the prom.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our community show, which is open to all ages and local community members. And that is a Big Fish this year.
So amazing. So I am curious about the prom, because that's another show that I am not familiar with.
The prom is also a newer show as well, and it takes place, it kind of follows this young girl who wants to take her girlfriend to her senior prom, and she lives in a small town in Indiana, and the PTA of the school says, absolutely not, you can't do that. If you're going to bring your girlfriend, you can't come to the prom.
Mm.
And then this group of washed up, maybe is the word to describe them, Broadway stars see this an article about it online, and they have decided that their good deed is that they're going to go and they're going to help this girl, and they're going to make her prom happen.
Oh,
and it starts out as a bit of a PR stunt for them and kind of their own personal, maybe selfish needs, but it ends up turning into a really lovely celebration of what it is to be human and to love, and then ends in a beautiful celebration of that, and a beautiful queer prom at the end.
Yeah, I love it. And is it a musical?
It is a musical.
So basically, your summer stock shows are generally musicals? Is that
yes, correct? Yeah. Our summer stock shows throughout the school year, especially with our youngers, we get to kind of play around with some plays, but we mainly do musicals in the summer, and it keeps it fun. I love plays. I love musicals. But we generally stick to musicals. And they actually start rehearsals for the prom on Monday. So we're closing one show on Sunday and on to the next on Monday.
That's right. And one cool thing about Summer Stock is you do audition people in New York.
We do.
And then sometimes we end up with them, like Landon. What great little gifts we've gotten.
I know. Carbondale's national treasure, Landon.
I know.
He is. Yeah, he was a part of our production of Cabaret last summer and stuck around and has now, obviously works at Flowers on Main, but he's in Rent.
This weekend show. And then he's in one of your productions this summer, is he not?
He is not, actually.
He's not? Oh,
but
he was gonna...
I know, but no, he he is booked and blessed this summer.
He's doing an Aspen Theater in Aspen.
Exactly. Yeah. So he's a little bit everywhere, but we get to audition people from we receive a bunch of video auditions from everywhere, and then we've done callbacks, in-person callbacks in New York, and usually have such great local talent, and so get to supplement that talent with a few people from outside of the Valley, which is really cool. And then it leads to also our kids getting to learn from, other artists and professionals from other locations.
Oh, and plus, I just love the musicals, and the Summer Stock shows have blown me away every year. And also getting to watch a lot of these kids that have grown up in Soul Theater, and then they go away to college, and a lot of them go, for theater.
Yeah.
And then they have a place to be able to come back and share their talent. And it's incredible to see.
Yeah. And that's the bulk of who we get to work with during the summer, is these people who have grown up here, and usually they've done soul shows which is kind of crazy, as Jennifer will talk about it, that the person that's directing our Shrek camp right now is Maisie Post, who was the first Annie that whenever sold at Annie 13 years ago. So just getting to see that full circle of it all, and getting to have college students come back and do an Alice by Heart or do the prom, or who are in town because they're on summer break and going back to college in the fall, but while they're here they do Big Fish. It's a really great opportunity.
And is Big Fish, I only know Big Fish the movie.
It's that story.
Oh,
yeah.
I love the musical adaptation of that story.
I loved
that movie. That was so great.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, how exciting. Well, I'm sure I won't be missing one of these. But what are the dates that you have?
Yes. So, as I said, Alice by Heart is open, and it runs through Sunday. Our Shrek Junior performances, the camp shows are my favorite. We have our first show for the 10 to 12-year-olds on June 24th, and then the second on June 25th. Of next week. And then our next Shrek camp, 7 to 9-year-olds, will be July 1st and July 2nd. And then we do have our Sing Camp, which is kind of our in-between, and that is July 16th and July 17th. Uh-huh. Hang in there with me. Oof. I got a few more dates. I know. The prom opens on July 16th as well, that runs 2 weekends. So it'll be that weekend and the weekend, which is Mountain Fair weekend.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And then Big Fish, August 5th through the 9th. And then Godspell will be August 13th through the 16th or 17th, wherever that falls in on that weekend.
So are you rehearsing, when you get to the end of the prom rehearsals, are you already in rehearsals for Big Fish?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and it depends. So the prom rehearsals, we rehearse during the day, and then Big Fish, because it's a community show, and it's comprised of locals who work during the day usually, that we have rehearsals for that in the evening. So it kind of it all balances out, and you know, we have different teams working on different shows.
And you just don't sleep all summer.
And I mean, you know, yeah. I just have coffee all the time.
Hope you had some coffee ice cream. I just had some good coffee ice cream at Pollinator.
Yum.
So with these camps and these shows, all the information mm-hmm. is at soultheatercompany.org.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can also buy tickets?
You sure can. You can buy tickets for all of our summer shows. They're all live online.
And the performances are taking place mainly at Thunder River Theater?
Mainly at Thunder River Theater. Our Shrek performances, we have a great relationship with the Roaring Fork High School, and so we've been holding our camps during the day over there, and we'll have performances in their auditorium there. And then the rest of our season is at Thunder River Theater Company.
Okay, well, only because I am bringing my grandkids to Shrek the Musical, give me a little insight into, is this a real thing, Shrek the Musical?
Yes, yeah, it is a real thing, and is probably at this point maybe almost 15 years old, the musical, and obviously based on the beloved classic movie,
yeah,
recent classic movie. And it is one of my favorite musicals, actually. Uh-huh. It's big characters, a lot of fun, a few crude, you know, fart jokes here and there, but the kids love it.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And some great music, but also just a celebration of being who you are and loving who you love. And, you know, one of the songs in it is called Freak Flag. And it, the whole song is just about the fairy tale creatures saying, you know, let your freak flag fly, be who you are. And, you know, you have a community of people who love you for that.
That's so great. That's so great. And that is like being sung by 10 to 12 year olds that
yeah,
they're doing
we have
this whole show.
10 to 12 year olds and wow. then a 7 to 9 year old group.
Can't even imagine.
Is,
7 to 9. Woo!
Oh my gosh, they are adorable. They're so great. So.
All right. Awesome. Well, I cannot wait. I'm so excited. I look forward to the performances by Soul all year long, but I will admit, you know, the musicals always get me.
I know.
And they're just so well done. And I learned so much because you guys do not always go for the traditional known
yeah.
shows.
Yeah.
You really seek out ones that I think express people's individuality mm-hmm. and strengthens and empowers people that maybe aren't your whatever normal is
yeah.
or whatever. I mean, there is no normal. And that's,
right.
that's I think, what a lot of these shows show us. You know, we're all
absolutely.
Unique beings. And I really appreciate that with Soul. And Jennifer will forgive you. but Brittany, I'm so glad that you ran down here. I know you guys are incredibly busy. Everybody, get out there and support this theater. I see these kids grow up. They go on. I mean, look at Brian
Patrick?
Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick Kelleher.
Brian's his dad.
Yeah, no, that's okay.
Patrick Kelleher. I mean,
yeah.
you know, great kid that came out of Seoul and is now filming a movie here. So thank you for all the work. Why don't you say that webpage one more time?
You can find information for tickets and dates on soultheatercompany.org.
All right. Thank you, Brittany. We are now going to listen to a little Clay Street unit. They're playing for free this summer. And we're going to call Jeff Hansen and try to track him down and talk about his new website. So stay tuned.
Motor with the road long.
Oh, yeah, that's a little Clay Street unit. Those guys are only getting hotter as this hot summer progresses. And on the phone right now, I have Jeff Hansen. He is the creator of the free summer concert calendar for Colorado free summer concert. Hello.
Hello, Amy. How are you doing? It's actually freecoloradomusic.com.
There you go, freecoloradomusic.com. Hot off the presses, this site. Can you tell us a little bit about what it is?
Yeah, well, backing into it, the Clay Street Unit is playing in two of the Colorado Summer Concert Series. They're playing in Snowmass. Uh-huh. I can't quite tell you the date off the top of my head.
I probably can't.
And they're also playing in Crested Butte. And Crested Butte has two different summer concert series. So, but the cool thing about my site is if you kind of, you know, say you knew that Clay Street Unit was playing at Snowmass, the easiest way to get to find out exactly when would be to go to Free Colorado Concert, freecoloradomusic.com, go to Snowmass and pull up the calendar. Otherwise, it can be kind of hard to find these summer concert series, which is why I made the site. Mm-hmm. And the reason I made the site is that I travel around during the summertime quite a bit. I see a lot of music around the state. I also love to drink coffee, so I'm always going into little coffee shops. And for years, I'd look on the wall on a coffee shop. I'd be in Salida, for instance, and it would say the Salida, you know, summer concert series. And then, you know, I might be in Buena Vista, and I'd see their summer concert series, and I'd be up in Eagle, and I'd see, oh, Eagle's got one. And I just thought, someone needs to put these all together because they're absolutely impossible to keep up with because there are so many. There are over 100, Amy.
Yeah.
It's
an incredible sight. And in fact, I'll just say Clay Street Unit is playing on the 30th of July up in Snowmass.
Perfect.
Yeah. But it's so true. And we have been lucky here for years because Bob Schultz would always do the Roaring Fork free summer of music. And he would also go, you know, reach out to Vail and just this kind of region. But your site, you have gone through the whole state. And, whoa, it's amazing and easy to use, which is really nice. That's what I like.
Right. You can look up the series by alphabetically or by the days of the week, mm-hmm. depending upon, you know, what you're looking for. I mean, if it's Monday, you know, you might just say, okay, well, where is the free music tonight? You know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the next couple of nights. So you might want to do it that way. But, of course, you know, alphabetically is always a good way to go. The funny story about Bob Schultz is that you and I were going to see the Wood Brothers. It was early mm-hmm. February, and we were at the Public House. And I said, Amy, I've got this thing I'm working on. I'm going to do all – it's free Colorado music. It's all the free music in Colorado. And you point to Bob, who I had never met, and said, Bob does a free music thing. And I was like, what? And then that's the first time I met Bob, and so yeah, I had no idea that, you know, Bob did such a thing. This was for me one of those things where I've been just having the idea for years, and finally was like, the kicker for me was I was trying to do this with a human being, as always preferred to work with humans, but I had a web designer and I just couldn't get her attention to do this. I was mm-hmm. like, I could not get her to call me back. And I told a friend about it and he said, you know, Jeff, you're thinking about this like it's 5 years ago. You don't need a web designer. You need to look into how AI can help you do this. And then sure enough, I started researching and I've been working with, I call my AI assistant Arthur because it's just too, you know, it's yeah. just, you know, it's Arthur. In my mind, he's Arthur Imbroglio. He's an Italian. And and Arthur and I have built this thing together. And what's incredible is that all of the work that you see on that site representing months and months of work has not cost over $250.
That is so crazy. So you could ask Arthur to send you all the free summer concerts that were available in Colorado?
Yes, and Arthur will come up with a bunch, but Arthur won't find them all. Like, it's not like, I mean, I have to, you know, but when you narrow that search of like, what are the free music series in Fort Collins?
Right.
Well, then all of a sudden, and then there are some things that Arthur can extract without human help. And then there are other things that they cannot. So, you know, I mean, AI isn't like a superhero yet. And I'm very weary of AI. I'm a writer. I'm in the newspaper business. I mean, I am in general pretty skeptical, I approach AI a little bit skeptically. But in this case, it's been awesome. And you know, I built this thing. You know, it makes it so that you can do a passion project like this, because you might say to me, Jeff, why are you doing this? What's the point of this? Well, sure, there's a part of me that has an idea of, like, I would love to create a Village Voice classifieds for free music all over the country. If you would ask me what I would like to do, like, what's my ultimate goal, like, if this thing were to express itself, you know, in its greatest form, that I would be able to create a way to find free music all over the United States. That's kind of how it started. I own the domain freelivemusic.net. I don't own, you know, freelivemusic.com. I got to see how this goes, because that, you know, they want you to pay a little bit of money for that. But so that would be the greatest thing. And then the worst thing is, it's a really cool database for people to use. Now that I've created the bones of it, and I know where these hundred, you know, concert series are, if that's all it is, it's a great resource for people, then great. But, you know, that's kind of what AI kind of allows you to do, is, like, you know, do something where it didn't really cost me much money. I put a lot of time and effort into it. But it's now, at the least, it's a really great resource for people to find free music.
That is
particularly
so cool.
Yeah, for particularly the summer concert series.
Right.
Because
there
are just so many of them.
So
and
true.
And I told you this before. The big surprise, if you ask the radio audience to answer this question, I don't think they get the right answer. What is the city that is the capital of free concerts in Colorado? What city has the most free concerts? I told you the answer to that.
I know the answer. Yeah.
Well, go ahead and tell the people.
Colorado Springs. Who would have guessed?
Which is a weird... Who would have guessed?
Yeah.
I mean, totally. They have 35... concert series in Colorado Springs. There are multiple series every night in Colorado Springs.
If you looked at it
by the day, and you did Tuesday and you went Colorado Springs, there's probably five or six different places you can get free music in Colorado.
Yeah.
So the free music in the valley, let's talk about that. Okay?
Well, I want to ask you a question.
Well, yeah, it's your
because you are exactly. Thank you, Jeff. Jeff is the arts and entertainment editor at Aspen Daily News, I might say. So usually he's the one asking the questions.
Yes. But
while you were putting this together, did you discover some bands that you never heard of? Because there's, you know, there's so much music, and some of these bands I'm like, huh, never heard of those. Did it lead you to any music that you didn't know?
Well, I wouldn't say yet, but I have a feeling, because I've been, you know, like, the summer just started, really.
Right.
So I've been really working hard on this to get it to where it is, and have been more loading it and less digesting it.
Uh-huh.
But the best thing about the site is that if you go to the band that was at Snowmass yesterday, you know, it'll say the band, and then it'll have a link to their website, so that you can get yourself a little bit of a taste as to do I really want, you know, is this really like something that, you know, yesterday was a perfect example. It's like, if I went to the website and saw a really great like the website of the band, I probably would have gone out last night, but it just didn't really do it for me, so I didn't go out, because I got my daughter and everything. So but that website, and that being able, I've really tried to link the website to every band so that you can really make a decision based upon what you're seeing. Is this something that, you know, for a band that I haven't heard of that I might want to see? So I haven't yet discovered anything, but I'm sure I will. You know, I'll get to use it just like everybody else. And I have found myself in the last, since the thing's getting going, the summer's getting going, I'm finding myself using it like everybody else would use it. Like, okay, tonight it's Wednesday night. Basalt's first night of music was Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm starting to use it, and it is, I'm just happy that I've been able to provide a resource that I think will be of great utility to people who love music. Because, you know, man, I mean, you know, normally I would say just for the price of a gallon of gas, you could go see music. Well, that these days, that's not that great. But right. It is tough out there, you know. It's like if everyone's squeezing their pennies, and if you shows are expensive. The typical show is, you know, starts at about $40 and goes upwards of $100. And if you can see great music for free, you know, why not, right? Why not save a little money in one place and still get to see great music?
Well, plus, you know, as a producer, promoter of music, it's so interesting because I'm like, oh, I could go on this and learn about all these bands that maybe I don't know. And kind of listen to them and see what sounds exciting as well. So it's a cool resource, not only as a music lover and looking for music and entertainment, but also someone that's booking music. Like, hey, I've never heard of the Spicy Pickles. Let's see what they are. Or, you know, any number of these bands. But what are you most excited about around this area this summer?
Okay, well, you know, I come out of the jam rock, jam grass adjacent world. Okay, so in our valley, you know, the biggest name in the RFE this summer is the North Mississippi All Stars.
That's right. I got to
see.
Yeah,
in Steamboat. Now, that's, you know, to me, Luther Dickinson, he's top five guitarist in the world, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I hold him in that kind of esteem. And if you haven't seen the All Stars in years, they're no longer playing as a trio. They've picked up a couple of other guys, and I saw them this year when they came through a belly up. So they've kind of changed a little bit, and they're really, the show is fantastic. So I think that's like the biggest act, in my opinion, is the All Stars. Clay Street Unit is number probably two for me. They're also like you just said, July 30th, Snowmass. That's a fantastic band that I saw them at Winter Wondergrass, but like I can't get enough of them. They were kind of like Chris Stapleton-esque,
right.
but the performance was high level. Like they were really getting down,
yeah.
And I really enjoyed that. And then you know, Ridgeway's got some cool stuff. Black Uhuru's playing down there, though. I may have that actually might have just I can't remember when that's happening, but in this valley, you know I love Easy Jim, the Grateful Dead band that's sort of taken over the valley. They're playing twice in the valley in free concerts. They're playing at Basalt, I believe it's on the 15th, and I think they just announced the lineup yesterday for the Glenwood Springs,
right?
And I think they're playing Glenwood maybe even on the 12th, but. Maybe that's August 12th that they're down.
Yeah.
They're playing. Easy Jim is playing in Glenwood on August 12th.
Yeah,
and so you know I can't get enough of you know that Dead that I love so much.
I've never seen Easy Jim. I'm excited, and the new promoter of Glenwood, he's coming on the show next week, so it'll be great.
Oh, great! So
yeah,
they literally just got their lineup to me yesterday. You know, there's the band that I love so much, Sun Junior, is playing Josh's Bluegrass Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of a reach when you consider genre.
Yeah.
Josh doesn't always stick, but that's going to be fantastic. I mean, if anybody has seen Sun Junior out there, Sun Junior is. I mean, you know, I've written about him a couple times now in the Daily News. I mean, my opinion of Sun Junior is that the best rock and roll band in America is two marketing guys, a B2B salesman, and a software engineer from Boulder.
Right,
and
they are
the most happening rock band, and they're 9-to-5ers, but they're incredible. And so, and the thing about that is that they're hard to see. Sun Junior, like, they play parties up in the Boulder Hills, and they don't play a lot of gigs. They're hard to see, so seeing them at Palisade was super cool. But you know, this isn't a band that like comes around, you know, If you live in Denver, your chances to see Sun Jr. in the last, they've been around for 10 years. It just doesn't happen much. So anyway, they're playing. That's going to be a really fun show on July 19th up on the at the Aspen Bluegrass.
Up at the top of the gondola.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of really fun, awesome music everywhere, and we try to make it easy for you to discover it at the freecoloradomusic.com, Amy.
I love it. And around here, you know, we can get the word out. How are you getting the word out around the rest of the state?
Okay, well, one of the things I just did, I took inspiration from you guys, from what you did with Palisade, mm-hmm. with the Relics. I got an email about Palisade from mm-hmm. Relics, so mm-hmm. I followed up on that, and I reached out to Relics, and they sent an email out to 4,400 Colorado music lovers. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was totally inspired by you guys. I feel like if, you know, the people who, you know, who read Relics magazine and get their things, they're real music lovers. And maybe even, you know, people who love music and talk about music to their friends. So that's probably the most aggressive outreach that I've made. But I'm doing the whole thing on Facebook and Instagram, you know, taking out little, you know, I've got a guy who just graduated from college who's helping me with that. He's in charge of my social marketing.
Oh,
and
nice.
So we've taken a couple ads out, and then we boost them, you know, and so just stuff like that. And then, you know, we're got, like, you know, it's only 2 weeks old and we got 500 Instagram followers.
Oh, nice.
I know it's like,
no, that's a good start.
Like 12. It's not 12 either. I mean, you know, these things skyroll because, you know, or whatever. Yeah, the wordsmith is failing for the word right there, but they get momentum, right? So mm-hmm. you know, people start using it, and then they tell their friends, and then that's when it, like, really starts to, and then eventually you hope that it's some sort of tipping point where it's like, oh, people are like, you got to check out this thing if you like music. It is certainly a let me tell you one thing about it that's also really cool. There's a really cool calendar function on the site. So that, for instance, you know, we were highlighting these shows. So we take that Sun Jr. show that we just mentioned on July 19th uh-huh. at Aspen. You click the little calendar function
uh-huh.
and it'll go into your calendar. So every time you're searching around, if you see shows you like,
very
you can put
cool.
them in your calendar.
So
I
gotta say, we're gonna have to cut it out here because, you know, Katie and K's got to do its thing. But just give that website one more time because it's amazing. And this is just hot off the presses.
Yeah, it's freecoloradomusic.com. Let me just give one tip on that calendar because this is really helpful. All right, if you go and look at on your phone on Safari, okay, and you go and you make your calendar, every time you go on the phone on the Safari, that calendar will be there. But if you went home and looked at it on Firefox, it wouldn't be there, right? So you either have to look at it on the same calendar or just sign up, and it'll
browser.
Be on every calendar and every browser that you
there
have.
There you go.
Because the calendar is really cool.
Jeff, thank you so much. We so appreciate you and all your passion for music. So we will still catch up with you again.
Thank you for having me, Amy.
All right. Bye.
Express yourself.